A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Yes, now, boy.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, hello.
Very well. Good
hello,
to have
Nikki,
you
how
aboard.
Are you?
Good, thank you.
New album out, up for two arias next week. Lots of reasons to be happy for you.
Oh, there's so much happening. You know, the record's been number one. So
yeah,
I think that's kind of the biggest level of, I guess, celebration for me is having the whole record go to number one.
Obviously, the record called Hilda, which is your middle name and the name of your grandmother that you never actually got to meet. So obviously a very significant name for you. How does that kind of translate to the music you've put into that?
Yeah, it is significant because, you know, I guess hearing so many stories in the family and, you know, because I never got to meet Nana and hearing Mum's story about, you know, Nana passing when Mum was 10. So, you know, I guess having some really kind of emotional understanding of Mum's kind of upbringing and the fact that she never got to really connect and to ask those questions about being a woman and having to just kind of survive on her own, you know, with her sisters and, you know, and being able to nod to her and to my mother and all my siblings. I'm, you know, one of five girls, so, you know, there's a lot of femaleness, lioness happening. And, I've never really been that within my music.
It's obviously very personal for you, Jess. And I was looking in at particularly like little things that had me a little bit worried about your relationship.
We were stressing out. We're like, what's going on?
No, well, and that's the hard part. You know, I was in tug of war with this song, whether or not I wanted to put it on the record, because this is a story about when I was 11. And there's a moment that I got to see my mum for the first time have a kind of a cry or a defeat moment where she was cleaning up the kitchen and, you know, she didn't realize that I was watching her from the, you know, the top of the stairs. And she just kind of started to cry and she stood still for a moment, sat down on the chair and she kind of thought about it. She got back up. She rolled her shoulders back. She inhaled and exhaled and then she began to sweep again. And it was that moment where I just thought, wow. Like, that is so powerful to me. And it was a moment that I started to cry in the studio and I said, I've always wanted to write about this and I think I need to because it's something that I need to acknowledge. And I just think that has made me who I am today.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Pivotal situation. It was a pivotal moment. Yeah.
So we were thinking it was about your engagement because you are obviously engaged. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Very celebrative moment for me and my partner over, you know, actually over a decade.
Of course, the arias are coming up next week.
Oh, yes. The arias.
Yes. How exciting.
Well, nominated for two. It's always nice to be represented by your peers, but also people who are watching you. I think this is, you know, the night of nights for Australian music. And we have such an incredible melting pot of talent. And I just feel we need to shine more.
Awesome. And you can actually vote for your best video online.
It's funny because I did a bit of a quick, you know, hey guys, this is how you vote on my Instagram. So hopefully it's still up there. If not, I'll do a repost and show you how to vote.
There you go. So you can head to Jess's Instagram, find out how to vote, and see her at the ARIA Awards next week.
Thank you so much for chatting to us today. Look, we wish you all the very best, and it's been great to have you aboard.
Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing the music and the love. Really respect you guys. Big love.